Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller of the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is about the Chelan Butte Gold Rush. The year 1906 started the mining exploration of Chelan Butte. In April 1907, free gold-bearing quartz float was discovered on Chelan Butte. Float is gold that has moved away from the original vein. The Chelan Leader, dated 12 April 1907, reported assays show the quartz to be very rich, one small piece carrying as high as $100 value. By the end of April, the gold rush was on, and September 27, 1907, the Chelan Leader reported a post-mortem on the remains of a young fowl reared on Judge Long's place on West Chelan, and which died one day last week, revealed some 20 or more nuggets of gold and native copper in the bird's gizzard, a number of them as large as a BB shot. And so, as a result, an anonymous poem was written named Galora. Gold in abundance, gold to burn, gold bedecked from stem to stern. Chelan Butte Camp is surely it. Gold on the hilltop, gold in the pit. Moore and Gibson in a single shot blew out enough gold to fill a pot. Even the chickens up this new land use gold for teeth in place of sand. On May 3, 1907, the Chelan Leader described Chelan Butte as literally peopled with men, women, and children, all eagerly seeking the shortcut to wealth. The Maine gold fever settled down within a year as most of the strikes did not prove profitable. Though the Chelan Butte gold rush petered out by the 1930s, interest in the mines lingers on. A chapter about the mines can be found in the 1984 book by Ford Van Voorhees. The book entitled Homesteaders of Chelan Butte is available at the Chelan Museum for $25. In most other places, you can't find it. At least 15 mines have been documented with such names as Pigeon Wing Mine, Lost Vein Mine, the Gold Bug Mine, etc. The ownership of the mines was constantly changing during the feverish times around 1907. Miners were selling their stakes to men with money to develop the claims. For example, two Butte claims were sold in June 1908 for $20,000. The Maine gold fever is now gone. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.